Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. that opens every door. You are the one who makes the lame to walk. You are the God who makes the blind eyes. You are the one who gives us victory. Victory.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. You are on your fix at six. Amen. Pastor Keeping It Real could not be here tonight. Amen. So you're with me tonight. Amen. No other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Amen. Let's give God some praise for the man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. We thank God for him. Amen. In his absence. So I'm stepping in. Amen. I don't fit his shoes, but I'm stepping in. Amen. I got the Lord's shoes on today, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. Let's give God some glory today. Praise God. We bless and praise God. Amen. For this 6 o'clock hour on tonight, and we are just going to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen. I love the psalm, the blind eyes to see. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God that he is Alpha. He is Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end of all things. Amen. Praise God. So we give God the praises on today. I'm going to pray, y'all. Hallelujah. And I'm going to see, amen, how God's going to move tonight. Praise God. And I pray that you come with me tonight. Thank you for allowing me to come into your homes tonight. Amen. Praise God. So let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, God, tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we just ask, Father God, that you will take control, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, over this station tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for every listener, God, even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that we will open up our hearts tonight, God, to receive that which you have for us tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, the breaker anointing, God, the anointing that breaks yokes, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, as I teach, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that yokes will be broken, Father God, starting with myself, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you move by your Holy Spirit that only you can do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, endow me with your presence, God, your anointing, God, your anointing, God, the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, Father God, that only you can give, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, what you're going to say, how you're going to move, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. I ask that you bless each and every hearer, God, tonight, God. Open, open, open up the ears gate, God, in the name of Jesus. Open up the heart, God, in the name of Jesus, that the word will fall on fallow ground, God, in the name of Jesus, and bring forth fruit, Father God, in Jesus' name. I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul. Says amen on tonight. Amen. Tonight I want to talk to us. This title came to me on this week, Uncommon Vision. Uncommon Vision. What do you mean, Uncommon Vision? Amen. Praise God. We know that we are on your fix at six, and your fix at six, amen, help us along the way. So, uncommon vision. Uncommon vision. Out of the ordinary. Unusual. Extraordinary. Outstanding. Rare. Remarkable. Unique. That is uncommon vision. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Extraordinary. And I want to kind of teach tonight, praise God, hallelujah. And when I thought about it, I thought about spiritual insight. Spiritual insight means clear, deep and usually certain understanding and perception of a situation, subject, or mystery is one of the many blessings of having the Holy Spirit in you. He gives you insight into mysteries and secrets, okay? Tonight, God wants us, amen, to focus, amen, on Him. He wants to give us uncommon visions. But He told me to start off with a scripture. It says in Matthew 6:33, we all know the scriptures because this is one of the scriptures, amen, that God had given me when I first got saved, and He brought it back to me and tell me to tell my people. It says in Matthew 6:33, it says, but seek ye first, come on somebody, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Okay? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else should be added unto you. Okay? Because we have to be careful of what we're seeking. To seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness means to put God first in your life, to fill you with His desires, to take His character for your pattern, and to serve and to obey Him in everything. What is really important to you? People, objects, goals, and other desires are complete for priority, okay? So here, any of these can quickly become more important to you if you don't actively choose to give God first place in every area of your life. We all want God to do some spiritual things in our lives, but there is a pattern. God has a blueprint that He wants us to follow. We're still talking about your fix at 6, okay? Here, the Bible says in Psalms 119:18, believers should pray from day to day, Psalms 119:18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful, wondrous things from your law. Lord, open my eyes that I may see the wondrous things that you have in the word of the Lord. God wants us to see spiritually, mentally, and physically. All of these spiritual insights is the greatest because the spiritual rules the physical. God can cause us to see opportunities to break through in career. Come on, hear what I'm saying today. Business, marriage, ministry, what others do not see, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit can open our eyes to see. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. Come on, hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. It's only temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. It is mandatory for every believer to see. just as it is okay for you to be naked, miserable, wretched, and poor, it's not okay to be blind. Here in Revelation, if we go to Revelation, Jesus was speaking about the church. He rebuked the church for being blind. If we go to Revelation 3:17-18, he said, because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, come on, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Now that's the word of the Lord, y'all. He said, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Now, when I think about what God is saying in Revelation, the third chapter, amen, hallelujah, here we say, some believers assume that numerous material possessions are a sign of God's spiritual blessing. Laodicea was a wealthy city, and the church was also wealthy. But what the Laodicea church could not see and buy had become more valuable to them than what is unseen and eternal. Wealth, luxury, and ease can make people feel confident, satisfied, complacent. But no matter how much you possess or how much money you make, you have nothing if you don't have a vital relationship with Christ. How does your current level of wealth affect your spiritual desire? Instead of centering your life primarily on the comfort of your luxury, find your true riches in Christ. Here, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Here, I want us to turn to 2 Kings 6. 2 Kings and 6. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm teaching tonight, y'all. Come on. I got my papers. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. 2 Kings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 6:16-17. It reads here, so he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Here, if we think about what's going on here, God wants us to see. And when I look at the scriptures here, so he answered, do not fear. For those who are with us are more than those who are with them. But when Elijah prayed a prayer of faith because of the Holy Spirit, Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. And he saw.
And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots and fire all around Elijah. So when the Syrian came down to him, Elijah prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck, come on somebody, hallelujah, them with blindness according to the word of the Lord. Elijah was working in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God, I thank you. So here, hallelujah, Jesus. Elijah's servant was no longer afraid when he saw God's mighty heavenly army. Faith revealed that God is doing more for his people than we can ever realize through the sight alone. When you face difficulties that seem insurmountable, remember that spiritual resources are there even if you can't see them. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look with the eyes of faith and let God show you the resources. If you don't see God working in your life, the problem may be, amen, praise God, the spiritual eyesight, not God's power. God wants to open up our eyes, y'all, praise God, hallelujah. So we're talking about uncommon vision. We know that God, amen, praise God, and I'm going to go there because God has given us every spiritual thing that we need. But a lot of times, because like the Church of Latter-day Saints, they was wealthy. They didn't need anything. And so what happened was they got complacent, and God began to say some things about them, praise God. He desire us to see by faith, amen, praise God. Because if you look at it, it was a lot going on with Elijah, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. Yes, God, I thank you. It was a lot of going on, and they was in the midst of turmoil at the time. And then here comes the man of God, and he's looking at all these chariots and horses outside, and he runs back in, and praise God. And so Elijah was not afraid of what was going on because he realized that he had God backing him up, praise God. He said, God opened his eyes that he may see. He did not see what the man of God seen, amen, praise God, hallelujah. But because of the faith that Elijah had and the authority in the heavenlies, God hearkened to the voice of Elijah, opened up the eyes of the man, praise God, hallelujah. And when he seen and he looked and he seen all God's army all around them, so they was protected. And that's what God wants us at today, praise God. He wants us to see by faith, amen. He don't want us to get complacent in where we're at, praise God. He wants us to see, somebody shout, he wants us to see clearly, praise God, hallelujah. We thank God today, praise God, because he does want us to see. The title today is Open Up My Eyes, Lord, That I May See, praise God. We just don't want to see, praise God, what's before us. We want to see in the realm of the spirit where God dwells. It's a lot of time we're asking God, praise God, for visions and dreams, and God, show me this and show me that. But there is some things that God require of us, amen, praise God. He's told us from the beginning, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. There are some things, amen, that we have never tapped into, saith the Lord. And as I begin to study the word of the Lord, there are some levels, amen, that we have never tapped into. And those are the things, amen, praise God, that we have to wash our spirit. We have to allow God to come in. He said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. God, give me a clean heart, that you can dwell on the inside, that the Holy Spirit can have his way in my life, that the Holy Spirit can open my eyes, that the Holy Spirit can walk with me, that the Holy Spirit can talk to me. The Holy Spirit is your friend. He walks with you. He talks with you, but you got to talk back to him. My God, I give you glory. Zechariah, the third chapter, verse number 1, it says, then he showed me Joshua. He showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angels of the Lord, and Satan standing at the right hand to oppose him. Now here, let's see, God opened up Zechariah's eyes and showed him, praise God, hallelujah, the Bible said this is a high priest. He is in God, and he's they would say now, praise God, he's a pastor. But listen, the vision that God gives us when we are really in God and really seeking the face of God and staying before God and not getting up too early. Amen. Praise God. A lot of times we go down into prayer, but we jump back up because we want to get something. The phone is ringing. Everything is a distraction. So God can't do what he wants us to do. He wants us to see clearly. The Bible says, amen. Glory to God. He's seen all this. I want you to hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at John. John, the first chapter. John, the first chapter. Look at this. Praise God. God is revealing himself, and he wants to reveal himself to us, y'all. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Here it says in John 1, 47 and 48, this is Jesus. And Nathanael said unto him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him and said to him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit. Oh, come on. Here. Even though Jesus, when he walked the earth, he is not going back to heaven yet. He's walking the earth as a man, just like men walk today. There was no special anointing, not all that kind of, you know, stuff that we ask God to give us right now, praise God, but the spirit of discernment was on him. Come on, somebody. Because he had to walk the same way that we walk today, that we may understand, or he may understand, praise God, what we are dealing with today, praise God. So here he says, Jesus said to Nathanael coming towards him and said, behold, an Israelite indeed, whom is no deceit. Have you ever stood in front of somebody, praise God, hallelujah? And I'm not talking about, praise God, this kind of Holy Ghost that you be start shaking and jerking and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about the real deal, the real anointing, the really Holy Ghost. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. He stood before him. He knew that there was no deceit in the man of God. He knew, praise God, hallelujah. And have we ever gotten to the point where we could see so clearly that we can discern who's around us and who is for us and who is not for us? That's where God wants us to be today. He said uncommon vision, a vision, praise God, hallelujah, that he can show you the depths of some things. People around you, praise God. When people are right, when people are wrong, praise God. It's not that we get before people and say, yeah, God, tell me this. No, that's not where God wants us to be. See, the true, authentic anointing, praise God, you don't boast. You just go and do what God say do. When God say go, you go. When he say come, you come. When he says heal, you heal. And there's no glory that you get. You have to give God the glory, because why? God is the one that's doing everything. This is your fix at six, y'all. Come on now. Give God some glory. Hallelujah. I pray that this is going to help somebody to get a little closer to the Lord, that we can see clearly. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because he wants us to see so clear. there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, I give you glory. And how are we going to see so clearly? Amen. Praise God. Unless we get before him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The way that he desires us to be. Amen. My God, I give you glory. Here, thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Acts 5 and 3, y'all. Come on, let's go with me this morning, this afternoon. I'm saying the morning because I'm still used to the morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come go with me. Acts 5 and 3. Thank you, Jesus. Here. Listen what he says. Acts 5 and 3. Let me start at the first verse. It says, but a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds. His wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? Think about this. This is the Holy Spirit telling Peter that they are lying. God is the same yesterday and today. He gave the Holy Spirit to Peter to know when someone stands there and write out lie before you, he will do it for you. We see here, hallelujah, Peter standing flat foot, telling them, y'all know y'all wrong. You know you lying. Why have you lied to the Holy Spirit? And see, this is what God is saying to us today. He wants us to have a keen eyesight. And I don't know, praise God, because it's a reason why he's giving us this lesson tonight that we can see clearly. A lot of times we ain't seeing, praise God. We ain't seeing right. Y'all know, y'all remember, praise God, God gave us that. Praise God, we wasn't seeing right, praise God, hallelujah. We got to see right in the season, praise God. We got to know what stands before us, praise God. Our eyesight has to be so keen in the Lord at this time, praise God, because, yes, there is trickery going on. There's a lot of things going on, but God wants us to see clearly, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. Somebody shout, yes, Holy Spirit. God wants us to see. He wants us to see clearly. Glory to God, glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. There's many people that are going out, hallelujah, but you got to understand, praise God, God wants your eyes to be so clear that you know that you know that you know that God is speaking to you, praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is our helper today. A lot of times we don't call on the Holy Spirit, but God says in this season, I want you to have such a vision of what stands before you. I want you to know, praise God, I want you to gut out everything that's not like me, that I can dwell on the inside of you, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You will know, and you will know when somebody's standing before you that's not right with God. Amen. Praise God. And God will reveal it to you at the point of time. I want somebody to shout hallelujah because God wants to show us some things, amen, some deep things in him, praise God, hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Peter, amen, 1 and 14, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. Peter, 2 Peter 1 and 14, I'm going to read 12 on. Amen. I always say that, praise God. I have to get the full understanding of what God wants us to know, praise God, hallelujah. God wants us to know something, y'all. He wants us to see clearly. Amen. For this reason, he said, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things. Though you know and are established in this present truth, yes, I think it is right as long as I am in and the tenth to stir you up. Come on, somebody, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as the Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always remember or be reminded of these things after my decease. See, a lot of times God is trying to tell us something, but we don't understand it, praise God. He was letting Peter know, praise God, I'm getting ready to approach death, praise God. I'm getting ready to go back to my Father. But see, a lot of times we be around folks, amen, praise God. Let me just say this because I hear the Holy Spirit, amen, praise God. We try to give people spiritual things, and they don't understand spiritual things because they have not spent the time with God to understand. God is trying to open our eyes so clearly, amen, praise God, that we will understand spiritual things when he shows us, amen, praise God. We have to get to the point where we say, Lord, open up our eyes that we may see clearly. Even Paul said it back in the day, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. He wanted us to open up our eyes that we may see clearly. How can we see clearly? Amen, praise God. We got to get into the things of God. And Paul said in Ephesians 1, 18 and 19, he said, I pray. This is what Paul says, and he's talking to all of us right now today, praise God. Paul, he says, I that the eyes of your heart, listen to the Spirit of God, may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glory, the glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. Paul prayed for the saints of God. He said, I'm praying for y'all that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Now, when I thought about it, and I read a book, praise God, and the man was saying how he was a one that prayed in the morning. You know, when the apostles, when they was walking, amen, praise God, how, yes, Holy Spirit, when they was walking with Jesus, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, and even after they was walking with Jesus, they prayed a certain time of a day. Come on, Holy Ghost. So here, praise God, yes, God. God wants us to know, yes, I understand, praise God, that you cannot sometimes pray like the apostles prayed because that was their ministry. They went to ministry. They didn't work nowhere, praise God, hallelujah, because Jesus called them off of their job, praise God. But it's a time that God will condition you to be by yourself, that you can get into his presence with he can train your eyes, where he can train your ears, that he can train your mouth, that he can train your hands to fight, praise God, hallelujah. So there is times, amen, in our lives that God wants to pull us aside to know that there's greater in the kingdom of God, but we have to understand, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, sometimes, praise God, as I was talking to my husband, and we wonder sometimes, praise God, how did they do the miracles? I hear you, Holy Spirit. They did miracles. They did signs. Even the shadow of them, praise God, hallelujah, healed the people. But there was a thing that they had to do. They had to sell out to the world, amen, praise God, and they had to follow Jesus. Jesus conditioned their heart, amen, letting them know, praise God, you ain't missing nothing back there, praise God. What I have for you in the kingdom, you're going to help other people in the kingdom of God. You're going to open up the blind eyes. The deaf shall hear. The lame shall walk. The dead shall rise. Praise God. That is a glory, amen, praise God, of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit right now wants to dwell with us. He wants more of us, praise God. When I used to get up in the morning, praise God, hallelujah, I used to say, good morning, Holy Spirit, because I didn't know what my day was going to be like, praise God. So I've learned to talk to the Holy Spirit. And I'm trying to just reach out to you today, praise God, that we are learning more to call on the Holy Spirit. When I can't find nothing, praise God, and I know that I put it somewhere, I ask the Holy Spirit, where is it? He is the one that's going to show me. He is the one that's going to enlighten me. He is the one, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, that's going to be able to lead and guide me to all truth. He is the one, praise God. But this man of God, praise God, when he prayed, he said he wanted God to open up his eyes. I'm talking to somebody today because you want God to open up your give you glory. When God, when this man prayed, he prayed, and every time he got on his knees, he said every time he got on his knees, he began to read Paul's prayer, and every time, praise God, he would get up. But one day, praise God, hallelujah, something spectacular happened because he did it by faith. He believed God that God was going to open up his eyes, and one day, praise God, he was his eyes was open, praise God, hallelujah. His eyes began to open in the realm of the spirit. I cannot say that everybody is going to have that kind of visionary, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. But there are some things that God wants to put in us, praise God, that we will have discernment to know, praise God, discernment to see right, praise God, hallelujah, above what we was standing before us. We can see clearly. Somebody shout that we can see clearly. Oh, y'all, my God, I give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Here, here, here. It's not enough to look, but it's better to see. Somebody say it's better to see. It's better to see. The Bible says, so Abraham, in Genesis 21, 14 and 19, the Bible says, so Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and skins of water, and putting it on his shoulder, he gave it to the boy and to Hagar and sent her away. Then she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water in the skin was used up. And she placed the boy under one of the shrubs. Then she went and sat down across from him at a distance of about a bow shot. For she said to herself, let me not see the death of the boy. So she sat opposite him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, the little baby. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, what ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad. Where is he? Arise, lift up the lad and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation. Then God opened her eyes. Hear what the Spirit of God said. Then God opened her eyes. And she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink. Here, if we hear what the Lord is saying, and we know that God is Jehovah Rohi, the God who sees, she's saying, you are the God who see me. But now, you open up my eyes that I can see. God is going to open our eyes tonight. I believe that. There's some scales that's going to come off our eyes tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. He knows why he is talking to us about uncommon vision. He knows, praise God, hallelujah, when we tend to look at what we see, but there is a supernatural working behind the scenes. We have to make sure that we remove the barriers to see clearly that Jesus wants us to see. Oh, come on, somebody. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. God is the one that opened up the eyes. He allowed the Holy Spirit to do a major work on the inside of us. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to a psalm. I'll be right back because God is going to open our eyes tonight. Y'all hear what the Spirit is saying, praise God. Somebody. Eyes are going to open up clearly tonight that you may see what stands before you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Receive it, receive it, receive it in the name of Jesus.
Relentless Church, wherever you are, I need to put your hands on it like this. Come on. Yep. Everybody clap like this, like this. We want to see you. Yeah. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Just open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, 'cause I wanna see you. That's our heart today. I wanna see you. Wherever you are, let's raise it together. Come on, take it. Come on, if you want to see him in the midst of the noise, in the midst of the chaos.
I want to see.
Come on, just ask him today. Oh, 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 say, open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
I want to see it like you see.
Open the eyes of my heart. Desire, God, we just want you and only you. All over the world, let's sing it together. Say, open the eyes.
We want your perspective, God. Give us your perspective.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Oh, I want to see. For my family, I need to see. For my business, God, I need to see you. Come on. Say, open the eyes.
I want to see you.
Give us us your view today. Give us your perspective today. Help us to see through your lens today, oh God. Help us to see that everything is going to be all right. And I want to see you.
I wanna see.
Lift those hands right here.
I wanna see you. All right. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see you. Amen. Hallelujah. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. Come on, I want you to say the same thing. Amen. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, the above passage that I read about Hagar, amen, shows us that you can be in the midst of a blessing and a breakthrough and a solution and yet not see it and know it. Hagar was in the same place for a while, yet she did not see the solution to her problem until she cried to God. All right? Until she cried out to God. That's when we are sometimes in the midst of an affliction. And when we call on the name of the Lord, God will deliver. I'm here to tell you, God will deliver. He might not do it the way we want it done, but he will deliver. He opened up the woman of God's eyes that she may see. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. That's what he wants us to know, that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to what? The power that worketh on the inside of us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't lose hope in your walk with the Lord. Only thing that you can do, praise God, in this hour is go higher, higher, higher in the Holy Ghost. He said, what? Praise God. From glory to glory to glory. From faith to faith to faith. Don't lose hope in your walk with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Also, David was the only one who saw, amen, praise God, an unprotected part of Goliath's forehead. Everybody was around him, praise God. Nobody, everybody, they looked at him because he was a little guy, praise God. Think he didn't know nothing. But see, when he was in training, praise God, hallelujah, he had foresight, amen, praise God, into some things. And that's what we have to pray also. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Pray for foresight that you may see. Go, mashanda, yekoyada, mashanda. That you may see, amen, praise God. God always has a solution, amen, praise God. The Holy Ghost is an agent of revelation and vision, amen, praise God. The Holy Ghost, hear what I'm saying today, is the agent of revelation and vision. The Bible says in John 16 and 13, he said, however, when he does Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. So he will not speak on his own authority. Hear what the Lord is saying. He don't speak on his own authority, y'all. Praise God. But whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. All right, now, y'all hear what God is saying to y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a level and a dimension that God wants you to know that you can go to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hear what I'm saying again. I got to repeat this because you got to understand what the Spirit of God is talking to us about. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Let him guide you, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. We got visions. We got dreams. We got God speaking to us while we're sitting
still. And a lot of times, praise God, I tell people, amen, they be like, well, I got this, and I and this was what I was writing down. But was you writing it down? Was the Holy Spirit giving you what to put down? Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to know the difference, amen, praise God, when God is speaking and when come on, somebody, or when you are speaking. Because there's many voices in the land, praise God. Hallelujah. But when the Holy Spirit starts speaking to us, amen, we will know that it's God, because there's nothing that we could ever think about, praise God. When I began to do my prayer book, praise God, I sat down. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. When I sat down, the Holy Spirit began to pour out what to pray for. I put it on paper. I published a book, praise God, hallelujah. It was inspired by the Holy Ghost. It wasn't my doing. God wrote that book, praise God, and there were some breakthrough prayers in that book, praise God. There were some things that God is speaking to you about, praise God, and have we put them in action yet, praise God? It is not, see, a lot of times God put, we are beings. Yes, we are human beings, but there's a gift in everybody, but you have to exercise the gifting. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Oh, y'all, I'm out of time. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Proverbs 1:23, it says, turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Now here, this is the Lord. Come on, y'all. This is the word of the Lord. Turn at my rebuke, he says. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my word known to you. Amen. Praise God. I don't have time. Amen. I wanted to read something, praise God, but I'm out of time. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Saul, Acts 9 and 17 and 18, praise God. It was saying it was when the Holy Ghost fell on Saul that the scales fell off his eyes. Amen, praise God. The scales fell off his eyes. When the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Spirit fell on Saul, that's when the scales fell off. Oh, come on, somebody. We are praying today. Oh, my God, I give you glory. That the Holy Ghost will come so prevalent in our lives. Amen. Praise God. That the scale, everything that was darkened in our eyes that we cannot see clearly. I'm praying in the name of Jesus that we have clear vision, 2020 vision, that we will see the way God wants us to see. Allow the Holy Spirit to do the work on the inside of you. Amen. Praise God. Allow God to finish what he started. He said, he that begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. Let God daily work on you. And remember what he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Doors will begin to open. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. Finances begin to come. It will come, praise God. What you in need of will come, because now you're seeking first the kingdom of God, and he said everything will be added unto you. What door are you waiting for God to open? Have you sought him, praise God, hallelujah? Have you sought the Holy Spirit for guidance, amen? Maybe it's not time yet. Maybe God is preparing you for the door, praise God, hallelujah. We don't know, praise God, but I know that God wants us to see clearly in this season, praise God, that we can discern, praise God, what is right and what is wrong, what stands before us. It's him, praise God, and not the enemy, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. The Bible says in Revelation 1:10-12, it was when John was in the spirit, when he was in the spirit, come on with me, y'all, under the influence of the spirit of the living God, that his eyes was open. He was in prayer. Come on, somebody. He was in the midst of God. We got to get to the point, praise God, that we hear the spirit call us aside and say, now I need you to start praying. And a lot of times we got to make sure that when he does allow us in that place and in his presence, because in his presence is fullness of joy. Sometimes you don't even want to come out, praise God. But the glory of God has to come into a place when our eyes are open. So I decree and declare by the power and the authority that God has given me that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, and we shall receive power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Know that God wants us to see. He wants us to see. Oh, I can't finish this. I'm so sorry, y'all. Hallelujah. I have more that I want to talk to y'all about, but I cannot finish. So if you want to join me, praise God on. If you want to join me, praise God, and I'll give you a date that I'll be finishing what God has given me, praise God, because we are on Your Fix at 6, amen. Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, amen, is out today, praise God, and you got me, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, praise God, and this is Your Fix for today, praise God, knowing that God got your back, amen, praise God. I'm going to pray, y'all, I'm going to pray, my God, I give you glory, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name, God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you are saying, and how, God, that you want us to open up our hearts, God, that we may see you clearly, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, hey, oh, God, open up our hearts, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we need you, Lord God, like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I pray, God, for their homes, God, I pray, God, that you will move by your Holy Spirit in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that everything that they're in need of, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will supply their every need, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let your blood prevail, God, against every spirit, God, that stands before them, God, that they cannot see, Father God. But I pray, God, today, God, that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that we will have 2020 vision, God, in the realm of the spirit as well as in the natural, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, the visions and dreams, God, will come forward, God, in the name of Jesus. And not only that, Father God, but I'm praying right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, some of them don't even understand the call upon their lives, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will bring it clarity, Father God, of what the call is, God, in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, show us your miraculous power, God. Show us your authority, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, and what you are doing in this season, Father God. God, don't do it without us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord, that you are touching our eyes right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, that you are putting our staff on our eyes, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. We give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory, Father. Yes, call out about Shanda. Oh, God, lift them up, lift them up, lift them up, God, today, oh, God. Oh, God, somebody made me discouraged, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that, yes, Holy Spirit, discouragement go right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, have your way in their lives, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, open up their ears as well, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that you are anoint our feet afresh, oh God. Oh God, oh God, touch our hands, oh God. Oh God, teach our fingers to fight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the same way you did Elijah, Father God. Oh God, you put the fire around them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, the fire, the fire, the fire, God, that protected us, God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray the fire of God be around us right now in the name of Jesus. God, that you would catapult us into a place, oh God, that the enemy cannot find us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for the great movement, God. Oh, yes, I hear your Holy Ghost. God, for the movement of the Holy Ghost, we thank you for it right now. Oh, come on and give God the praises, my people. Oh, mama, he's doing a mighty move in the hell, in the realm of the spirit as well as the natural. You're not here by chance today, saith the Lord thy God. You are here, mama, that God may open up your eyes clearly, saith the Lord thy God. Oh God, breathe on them, God. Oh God, let the wind of change come upon them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, settle their homes right now, Father. Oh yes, God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for grace and mercy, God, covering us, God, right now, God. We come against every every backlash right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said you'll be our rearguard, God, and we say thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen and amen and amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I'll leave you with a song. God bless you all.
It's been a dry season in your life, but God told me to tell you it's about to rain. Get ready. I hear rain.
I know.
It's been
a dry season.
You've done everything you could.
Within your reason.
You've sown
so much.
But there's no breakthrough. And the devil's told you
maybe
he's a liar.
It won't
ever come through.
But
I hear the sound of rain. Thank you, Jesus. Things are about to change for you. This is about to be the best year of your life.
Your dreams
are gone.
Greater levels.
But I need you to do something today.
Get up.
Look up.
For God has spoken.
The heavens.
Right now.
Are open over your life.
Now
open up your mouth and say, I hear the
sound of rain.
Things are getting better right now. I hear the sound of the